Minneapolis school attacker obsessed with idea of killing children, officials say. European leaders outraged after Russian strikes kill 23 and damage EU's HQ. BBC reveals web of spammers profiting from AI. Holocaust images. Israel struck Gaza's Nasser Hospital 4 times, analysis finds. White House names RFK Jr. deputy as replacement. CDC director. New video appears to show New Zealand fugitive dad with his child. UK, France and Germany move to reimpose UN sanctions on Iran. India and Canada name top diplomats after 10 months to mend ties. US Fed Governor Lisa Cook sues Trump over his attempt to fire her. Tourist pouring beer down elephant's trunk in Kenya sparks anger. First deportees arrive in Rwanda from the US. Cases of flesh-eating screwworm on the rise in Mexico. Xi shows Trump who holds the cards as he sets up meeting with Kim and Putin. My friend got hit in the back. Witnesses describe terror of US school shooting. FBI investigates Minneapolis school shooting as anti-Catholic hate crime. First deportees arrive in Rwanda from the US. Israeli strikes kill 6 Syrian troops, Syria says. North Korea's Kim Jong-un to join Putin at China military parade. Caning and fines for those caught in Singapore drug vape crackdown. Spain and Portugal wildfires drive worst EU season on record. Painting looted by Nazis has vanished again, say Argentine police. Blair joins White House meeting with Trump on post-war Gaza. U.S. disaster agency suspends workers who criticize Trump cuts, reports say. Top official embroiled in Equatorial Guinea sex tape scandal jailed. European leaders boost Moldova in face of relentless Russia. Teenager who shot Colombian senator sentenced to 7 years. European banks hit by rogue PayPal payments worth billions. Lives torn apart in Kyiv after Russia's heaviest bombardment for weeks. National security or xenophobia? Texas restricts Chinese owning and renting property. India put us on the boat like captives, then threw us in the sea. The details were almost perfect. K-pop demon hunter sparks pride in Korea. Woman says Chinese student predator raped her hours before second attack. Exhausted, hungry, and scared. What it's like to be a journalist in Gaza. A pregnant woman's diary of escape from war zone. I prayed the baby wouldn't come. Has crime in Washington fallen 2 weeks on from Trump's crackdown? From boom to ban, the rise and fall of India's betting apps. Taylor Swift's engagement ring and the celebrity trend for big rocks. Thousands evacuated as exceptionally high flooding devastates parts of Pakistan's Punjab. Who is Desi Freeman, the sovereign citizen wanted for killing police? Can Trump fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook, and why does he want to? Wildlife Photographer of the Year 2025. The best pictures so far. The battle to save China's rare snub-nosed monkey. Russia outsmarts France with nuclear power move in Niger. Child sex abuse victim begs Elon Musk to remove links to her images. Taiwan is preparing for a Chinese attack, but its people don't think war is coming soon. Can Trump fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook, and why does he want to? How will I pay workers? Indian factories hit hard by Trump's 50% tariffs. We love you. You will always be with us, says father of Minneapolis shooting victim. BBC reports from scene of deadly Russian attack on Kyiv. Watch how an orchard in Turkey survived a wildfire. Punches and slaps. Watch as Mexican Senate debate ends in brawl. How Tokyo is using AI video to prepare for a Mount Fuji eruption. China boosts soybean buys from Argentina, Uruguay amid U.S. trade war. Sources say oil prices fall on demand concerns, but head for weekly gain. Gold prices steady above $3,400 on rate cut bets. PCE data awaited. BOFA raises long-term gold target to $2,500, keeps $4,000 outlook in sight. India boosts U.S. oil purchases on competitive prices, narrows trade deficit. Oil prices retreat amid waning hopes for Russia-Ukraine peace deal.